This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah, this is dua number 23. And we're in the final 10 days of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us many more Ramadans and make this Ramadan a Ramadan of health, prosperity and therapy and healing for all of us. Allahumma ameen. The dua that I wish to share with you today is a blessed dua. It is a dua from the Quran, from the 25th chapter of the Quran, which is Surah Al-Furqan, the criterion, the separation between right and wrong. The divider can be other translations for that word. And this is ayah number 74. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing his ibad, his humble worshipping slaves, his servants, the servants of the ever-merciful are, and Allah gives a list of it. And near the end, near two or three verses before the end of the surah, end of the chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from the characteristics of the worshipping slaves of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. They are those who have the characteristics of the people of worshipping status of the ever-merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are consistent in making their invocation and their dua. Our Lord, Rabbana, it's a communal dua. Hablana, gift us, grace us, bless us. Min azwajina, from our spouses, our wives in particular, from our spouses, وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and from our progeny and children and the offspring that come from them. So therefore, this is a dua that's very central for you and your family. And this is the dua of bringing about future, a future of blessedness and righteousness. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّاتِنَا. Oh Allah, bless me with having a spouse and from my spouse, children, offspring, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن, that will be pleasing and a comfort to my eyes. Literally, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن, coolness to the eyes. We'll explain that shortly. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make myself and my family, وَجَعَلْنَا, all of us, an imam for the believers. Make us an example for the righteous to be modeled after. What a blessed dua. Once again, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, they are those who say, here is the dua, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. اللهم آمين. You know, anytime Allah answers your dua, it's a gift. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا. They understand this. You understand that when Allah answers your dua, it's not because you have earned the right to ask for whatever you want. Whatever Allah blesses you with, you want it to be a gift from Allah, not a punishment from Allah. And sometimes Allah answers the dua of a person who is vile, gives them what they want, but in fact, it is counterproductive, worse than if they had not received it. So we don't ask for this. We ask Allah to gift us with that which is good. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا, grant us this gift. لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, from our spouses. And therefore, always making your dua the conscious effort to include a dua for yourself, your wife and your children. A dua for yourself, your husband and your children. Make it a reflective habit. It's a reflex within you and a reflection in your mind that I will never ask just for myself, but always for my family. This is the righteous conduct of the prophets and the messengers and the righteous from amongst humanity. Maryam's mother makes a dua for her daughter when she's still in her stomach. Make my children, the child that grows within me and the children that will come from him or her, she assumed it would be a boy, that will not be touched by the shaitan. She makes, Zakariya alayhi salam makes a dua for his unborn children. He assumes Allah will answer his dua to be gifted a son. هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, for your family. Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh Allah, make me an establisher of prayer and from my children and their progeny. He would make dua for himself and his family. Notice even in our salah, we're commanded to say, اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Oh Allah, grant your blessings and choicest mercies upon the Prophet Muhammad and the family of the Prophet Muhammad. وَعَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And therefore have this as a statement, as a sacred formula in your dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, from our spouses. وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and from our offspring. Dhurriya literally means it comes from the concept of a seed. And therefore, your children are seeds you plant into this world that you hope will fruit a tree of righteousness. Dhurriyatina, that which will come from our union, that which will come from our years of sacrifice, that will come from the effort we put in their education of chasing them up, following them, making sure that they are habitual in their prayers. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Allah says in Surah Taha to our Prophet ﷺ, as he said to Ismail and all of the prophets of Allah, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your children to prayer. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And remain obstinately stubborn upon it. This is a recipe of success. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا. Grant us this gift of righteousness within our spouses and our children. Make them qurrata a'yun. Qurrata a'yun, coolness of our eyes. Now, I want to explain the context of this. So if you lived in the deserts of Arabia way back then, there's no air conditioning, there's no goggles, there's nothing. And you would travel by camel or by horse in the desert in the scorching heat. What you would do is you would cover your face and you would cover everything except but a slit for the eye so you could see where you're going. And therefore, everything around you would be shielded and protected from the sun and the sandblasting of the wind. But your eyes would bear the brunt of it. And that's why camels are of miraculous creation. You know, they have these adaptations where their lenses are particular, their eyelashes are very particular. They're able to withstand that lashing sandblast. But once you unsaddled and you got off your horse or off your camel, your eyes would be burning. There would be, you know, this desert blindness that would occur. It was difficult to see and they would be full of sand. So the first thing that you would get when you visited someone or when you arrived home was they would have cool water that was shaded water, you know, in barrels that were kept for this particular purpose. And you would basically dunk your face in it, take the water and put your eyes inside it. You would open your eyes and clear it. And that was called qurrat a'yun, the cleansing of the eyes, the cooling of the eyes from the heat of the sand and the sun. That moment of relief, of your eyes being given that relief, that is the imagery Allah says, you ask Him to make your children of that for you. It's like, I've been out in the wilderness of the world and I've come to relief. Make my children and my spouse the relief of my pain. Allahumma ameen. What a dua of therapy, a dua that is necessary in Ramadan. وَجْعَلْنَا, the second part of the dua, وَجْعَلْنَا, make all of us within my household, within my family, لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, make us for the believers imams, examples to model themselves after. Don't ever assume that it's sinful to want people to aspire to live like you. If you are modeling yourself after the Prophet ﷺ, you're modeling yourself after his family, his daughters, his wives, his children. You want to be modeled after those who lived with him and talked like and experienced the talks he gave and the life he taught and the experiences he shared with them. So we model ourselves with imams who came before us. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us imams for the believers. You want that someone will look at your children and say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless my children to be like his children. May Allah bless me to be like him. May Allah bless my husband to be like this man, to my wife to be like this sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the reference points of society, that people model their morality, their behavior, their code of ethics and their conduct on us because we've modeled it from the teachings of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to remember me and my family in your dua. And I pray that Allah blesses your home, your family, makes it a Ramadan of therapy for all of us, and heals whatever grievances that we have, and connects us and our hearts together. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with Ramadan therapy number 23, the dua for our families and our homes.